Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm. And let's read Psalm 76 before we start our prayer. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. And to thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For a promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the King of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We give you thanks today for all the good things that you have done in our life. Let's give him thanks for all the provision, the protection, the guidance, the Holy Spirit, the salvation, the Word of God, his provision to us on time of need, his help and his support. Let's give thanks to him for our good health, for our families, for the miracles, for the wonders that he keeps doing for each and every one of us. Let's give him thanks. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for the strength, the guidance, the joy, the peace, the perseverance to sustain us along the years. Oh God, you are with us, with your church and with your people, with each and every member and worker, with each and every family. Lord, we give you thanks and we adore you. We worship you, Lord. There is no one like you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's come now to the Lord and ask him forgiveness. Confess your sin now. It's time to confess your sin. As we're going to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us our sins and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Let's confess our sins. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness. Let's continue to confess and renounce our sins, lack of commitment, laziness, cheating, stealing, telling lies, immoralities, wasting time on TV, YouTube, Facebook, with the friends. Confess and renounce all these sins. Come to the Lord in repentance. Turn away from your wicked way. As we have read, the promotion coming only from God, and God will promote the righteous. Wickedness and sin will go, it will bring you down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for the cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's come now to God and ask Him our needs. Whatever you need, give to the Lord. With the healing, provision, problem to be solved, wisdom. God is in the middle of us. He is in the middle of His people. He will provide for us. And He will open His hand. He will open the door and satisfy us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness. We magnify your name, we adore you. Provide our needs. Answer our prayers and petitions. Lead us, O God, and guide us, Lord. Speak to us, direct us to get your provision, to get the answer prayers. Lead us, O God. Pray now for your family, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. It's time of prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's now pray. Pray for one another. If you know anyone has been having a problem, there's a need, he's in need, let's pray for one another. That God shall provide and God shall help and support. Our God is a God who answers a prayer. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us with your mercy in the name of Jesus. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Provide jobs. Heal the sick, O God. Give a provision. Solve a problem. Give wisdom, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord, raise up people from death. Heal those who are sick, O God. Answer our prayers. I pray for each and every family. Bless each and every husband to be the head of his family, that you will be his head, and he will follow and he will obey you. I pray for the wives to be supportive to their husbands as they are leading the family. With your way and according to your vision and plan. I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will give instruction to their children. O God, the godly way of life. I pray also, Lord, for the children to obey their parents in the Lord. For that's right. As they give them your instruction and your word, they will humble down, they will repent. They will renounce their sin. And they will commit their life to Savior. I pray for each and every family to shine before men. The people will know you, O God, through their lives. I pray also, Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters who are in need. You help them, you guide them, provide their needs. I pray for the backsliders and those who are sitting home and those who are, Lord, the rebellious. Soften their heart to repent, open their eyes and mind to come, to repent of their sins and to come back to you. O Lord, I pray for those who are in the way, O Lord, bring them quickly to your presence to worship with us and save you. Devil, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You have no right to withhold any soul from coming to the Lord. O God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Pray now for your, pray also for the place that you came from, for your neighbors, for your friends, for your contacts, for your relatives, that through you, that they will know the Lord and they will come to know His will and His plan of salvation to them. Yes, let's pray. Yes, O God, I pray that each and every one of us to be diligent, to preach your word, to evangelize, to reach the Lord. O God, of all our contacts, we commit ourselves to live a godly life, holy life, and to preach your word. I pray for the fruit in all these areas of evangelism, that we are reaching our contacts, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, that the souls come to you and give their life fully to you. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayers. O God, guide us with your mercy, that your salvation flow in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, help us to persevere in serving. Let's pray now for this place that God has put His church in UAE and all the extension of the church in other countries, through families, through also congregation, through individual members. Let's pray for Oman, for Kuwait, for Iraq, for India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, America, also Sierra Leone, and also Malawi. Let's pray for also Nigeria. We pray, O God, that as you have placed your church in all these places, we pray that we as a church, as servants of yours, we pray that we'll have favor from you and from men, from those in authorities, O God. We pray for them to have good health and strength, O God. We pray for them to have wisdom. We pray that whatever logistic needs, documentations, and we need papers, whatever we need, O God, that you will provide for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray you guide us, you help us, you strengthen us, provide our needs so that we continue to preach, we commit ourselves to preach to the lost souls, to the non-believers around us. We pray, Lord, that you reveal yourself to them. You declare that you are the true God and we are your servant. I pray for wonders and miracles to be done. I pray for vision and dreams they will see, O God, and answer our prayers to them. O God, that they will know that we are serving you. O God, we pray. We pray for the church to grow. Let's now pray for yourself to be filled once again with the Holy Ghost. Pray that you will start to serve the Lord if you are not yet committed. Commit your life right now to serve the Lord. Lord, we commit our life. We commit ourselves to serve you, O God. I pray, O Lord, that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our life to serve you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, O God. I pray for them to speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of healing. I pray also, Lord, give us the gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, evangelism, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, leadership, giving generously. I pray, O God, whatever gift we lack, you provide for us. Provide also skills and talents to manage your work and the ministry, O Lord, and whatever we need, you will provide. And I pray also, Lord, I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more evangelism, more languages, more groups, families, areas, towns, cities, continent to be added to your church in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that you will increase our faith in you. Help us, Lord, to continue to trust you to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you will provide our needs. I pray for our protection from this COVID-19. I pray that no one will be forced to get the vaccine against his will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, that as we continue to serve, you will provide for us. We commit ourselves to bring our tithes and offering and first fruit to you, O Lord. We trust you, Lord, that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us. And you will pour out so much blessing upon your church and your people, O God. And you will rebuke the devourer in our lives. O God, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy. O Lord, even today, we pray, O God, you anoint our worship, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the instruments, anoint, Lord, all our brethren who are in this place and other places, anoint this recording. I pray, Lord, that you will use it, O God. You will send it to reach the places, O God, that you ordained for your message, O God, to reach. We thank you, Lord. We magnify Jesus. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. As we lay aside our own desire, I'm
taken us, we offer up our heart and life. Offer your heart and your life to God. Member and worker in the life of your church, in the life of your people, O God, those who are here, and those who are in other places, and those who are in rebellion, and those who are backsliders. Lord, have your way, O God. I pray and intercede, Lord, your name will be glorified, and you will do miracles and wonders, O God, and bring us to the narrow way and narrow gate that you desire to see each and every one of us to go through it. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it now. Continue to praise the Lord and clap our hands to Him. Thank you, God, for your help and your support to us. Lord, once again we commit our life to you. Lead us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, into the direction that you want us to move. grace of God. We commit our life, O Lord, to go on and serve you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for the direction that you give us. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. O Lord, I pray you speak to us, O Lord, through your word, and guide us to do your will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let's now collect our tithe and our offering and our first fruit to God. Whatever we had vowed to give, let's give what is due to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your provision, for your help, for your support to us. We magnify, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. There's no one like you, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. O God, we thank you for all my brothers and sisters who commit their lives to you to serve you. O Lord, use them mightily for your glory. Open the windows of heaven and bless them, O God. I pray, O Lord, that whatever they have given, you give it back to them 1,000 times. You are a faithful God. I pray also, Lord, rebuke whatever devour in their life in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray protect their jobs and incomes and salaries. O Lord, I pray also for those who have no income, provide for them, O God. I pray that all the nation will see and observe that we are blessed by you. We thank you, Master. I pray for this money. Use it, O God, to reach the lost. O God, reaching people for you. We thank and praise. It is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 22. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 13. Matthew 22, verse 1 to verse 13. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. To those servants. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the prayer. God, thank you. Pray, tell him, Lord, speak to me. Guide me with your word. Help me to understand your will. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, put words and statements and verses on my lips to direct your people with your word, speak to each and every one of us, and direct us with the scriptures. Help us, oh God, to understand your will. I pray, motivate us to go on and serve you. I pray, anoint this word and bring the fruit that you desire to see in sending this word of yours to us. We thank and we praise you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ our Lord, He is our friend, He is our Savior, He is our Master. He spoke today through this scripture, He spoke to His disciples about the kingdom of God. And He showed the kingdom of God is like a wedding banquet. A king who is making a wedding for his son, and that is God the Father, who sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know Christ came, was born, and he suffered for our sin. He died on the cross. And he was raised from the dead. He died for our sin to give us eternal life. And he spoke about the kingdom of God here in this parable as a wedding banquet. Christ is the husband of us. He is the groom. And the church is the wife of Jesus. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Let's read Revelation chapter 19 and verse 5 to 9. Book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 5 to 9. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb. Here is here the wedding. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. We are his church. We need to make ourselves ready when he will come, because there will be a wedding in heaven. We'll meet him in the air. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. So here the Lord came to invite each and every one of us to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And in this parable that we have read, God had prepared the wedding. Everything is prepared. Christ died on the cross as atonement for our sin. We have the Word of God. We have the rule of God. Everything ready and prepared. And God, when He invites us, when we are invited to follow Christ, to give our life to Him as a Lord and Savior. We are invited finally to the wedding supper of the Lamb that will take place in heaven when the Lord will come. Jesus was speaking this parable to the Pharisees who were opposing Him, who were doing their own. Christ gave them this parable to give them warning that the kingdom of God, God is calling them even today. God is calling each and every one of us to follow Christ, to give our life for Him and to save Him. We have read in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 5 about those who are called. He say here, all His servants and ye that fear Him. We need to serve God and we need to fear the Lord. Amen. We need to serve God and we need to fear the Lord. That is the criteria God is looking for each and every one of us today. We who are here and the rest of us who are in other places who hear the message. God wants you to serve Him and God wants you to fear Him. Amen. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 3. And sent forth His servant to call them that are bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. He sent His servants. The servants of God, those who call others. God wants us to go and call others. Invite them to follow Christ. Gather them. And that's what for the church all about on earth, inviting people to come to Christ. But they did not come. They are not aware. You must be aware, when you are invited into the kingdom of God, into the wedding supper that will take place finally in heaven. When the Lord will come, we meet Him. In verse 4, and again He sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. When they went first time, they did not respond. Again, second time, he said to them, you go. We don't get discouraged when people does not respond, or get upset, or get offended. We are called by God. Every one of us is called by God to bring others into His kingdom. We need to invite them. Go and bid them. As we have read here, every one of them have his own reason, verse 5, but they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. They have different reason, they have different priorities, they're not aware. Selfish ambition, business, work, they are busy with other things, but they are not aware that God is calling them Himself to enter into His kingdom. When they don't respond, we go to them once again, we speak to them the message. We have the message from the Lord. The wedding is ready. Everything is prepared. And we go and to invite people. We are motivated by the voice of God to us, leading us to go and invite others into His kingdom. In verse 6, and the remnant took His servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Some, they did not respond to the invitation, even after a few times. The rest, they treat those servants who went to invite them, treat them into a bad way. And that's what the Jewish did. They treated badly all the prophets that God has sent them in order to bring them back to Him. When we serve the Lord, when we go and serve God, you expect that some people will not respond. You expect that some people will have their own reason and worldly things. And you expect others also, they will speak bad, they will insult you, they may treat you bad, you may get hit. But we commit ourselves to serve God. Why? Because when He will come, He will reward us and He will welcome us into His kingdom. We are not motivated or moved by the people's response. We move because God had called us to serve Him. Verse 7. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. The Jewish who had rejected the prophets and who had rejected Christ and they crucified him. We know what the Lord had done with them in the 70 AD, in the year of 70 AD. God allowed the Roman soldiers, the Romans army to come and besiege Jerusalem. And they destroyed the city and they killed the Jewish. What I want to say here, those who oppose the message, those who persecute us, those who persecute the church, we have nothing to do with them. We are not here to revenge. God will recompense them on His due time. We focus to go and serve the Lord. He will be the one to deal with those who oppose Him and oppose His church and His mission. If you serve the Lord and people upset with you, you don't respond to their upsetness. You continue, hear the message today. God wants you to continue to serve Him, continue to do His work by inviting others into His kingdom. You may ask, how about the others who did not respond? What about them? What they can be considered? Read verse 8. Read verse 8. Then say he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. So here, the answer, those whom that we invite, those whom we have reached out, those who are went away, what they can consider? They are considered unworthy. Unworthy. Now this is another warning for us today. When God called you and bid you to serve Him, be one. Come to the Lord and serve God. Don't be a person who is unworthy. Have you got the point? Be worthy with the invitation that God is calling you to serve Him. That's why we are privileged, amen? We are privileged. We are blessed, yeah? We as a Christian, we as church, we as other churches, we are blessed because we come to know the Lord. We are better than Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Jewish. We are better than they all because we accept Christ. But accepting Christ, that is not the end. We need to follow Christ. We need to follow His ways and His word. We need to be disciplined and discipled. You know, we need to follow Christ wholeheartedly. When we receive Christ, that does not exempt us from obeying His word. Verse 9. When he told them that they are unworthy, next he tells them, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. He said, you go and invite others. Go to others, go to the highway. The next step. And that's why the church mission today, the church, the ministries, the churches, is called by God today to evangelize. Use all the way to evangelize. Calling people, inviting them. through the media, through crusades, through gatherings, through whatever way spending the resources should be directed to evangelize, reaching new people for Christ. That's why the church has many locations, has many congregations, and has also many ministries in order to reach all different kind of people that God is inviting into His kingdom. Verse 10, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. So they went out, his servants, and that's what we need to do. We are not discouraged or affected by people respond after Christ has been resurrected from the dead. He commissioned his apostles, the disciples, to go and preach the gospel and evangelize. Until now, the mission is going on. And we as a church, we are part of the mission. Amen? We are part of the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you today is part of the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ? Raise up your hand to God. Yes, amen. We are part of the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to go and invite others into His kingdom. You know what He say here? You know, He said they invited everyone they found. Everyone they found. And also He said that bad and good. Bad and good. God is calling. God, whether bad or good, God loves them all. Jesus died for them all. And we need to go to all of them and invite them. But you must understand one thing also. As a church, as servants of God who fear Him. To invite people or to just to accept Christ, that is, we are not yet done. We are not yet done. There is the process of discipleship. The church not only need to evangelize, but the church need only to disciple. We need to follow Christ. Why we need to follow? In the same parable that Jesus spoke, if you read verse 11, you see, and when the king came in to see the guest, there's a time of checking. Time of checking and time of judgment. That should be in our mind as a church, as workers. We need to scrutinize ourselves, our church. The people that we are reaching out. Time of judgment, you know, here. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. There is checking. He came to check. Now we know what he means here. There is sin. Amen? We need to deal with this sin, scrutinize things. That's how we love the people. Amen. How we express the love of Christ. We need to do all that we can to purge sin from the midst of us. Why we need to do that? Because the criteria of Christ had never been changed, holiness. And second, we know there's a time of judgment. How many of you today believe in heaven and hell? Hell is real. And if you will not repent, where will we end up? Heaven and hell is a real thing. And that's why today we must understand that we should expect judgment is coming on the way. That's why we need to scrutinize what is inside the church as a workers, checking ourselves. Repent of the sin and fully commit our ways to follow Christ wholeheartedly. In verse 12, when he saw the person have not wearing wedding clothes, he said unto him, friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. When he saw the person who is not wearing the wedding clothes, we call him friend. Jesus is our friend, amen? He's our friend. But even if he's our friend, we still need to not to take advantage of that friendship. He will still scrutinize us and rebuke us. He admonished that person. He admonished him publicly. And that's what we need to commit ourselves as a church, as a workers. We need to admonish, correct, rebuke. Because that is the true love that God wants us to show to others in bringing them to Christ. You know, that person was rebuked publicly. And he was speechless. You know, certain time we may be exposed to persecution and people hate us. People get upset with us because we tell them about their wrongdoing. But we need to do it because that's the way for them to be saved. There's no other way in the scriptures that teach us today. You know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 6. You say, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. When we rebuke somebody out of love, to turn him away from his sin, these are faithful things we do. But what he says in the proverb, when we kiss, these are lies. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The enemy will not tell you about the wrongdoing. But the friend, and Jesus is our friend, amen, is careful to tell us everything that we need to abide with. The wedding supper is ready. The word ready here had been repeated twice. In verse 4 and in verse 8. In verse 4, he said, and again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. All things are ready. Come unto the marriage. And in verse 8, then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. The wedding is ready. Now, there's one thing here I understand from this, and we should understand. When he say ready, it means he had to prepare everything. Sometimes we think, oh, if I will commit myself to the Lord, I will lose this and I will lose this and I have to give. No. He says he's ready. When you come to God and serve him, you may give, you may sacrifice, but you will receive more. God had prepared the best for those who love him. Amen? Let's all stand. Let's commit ourselves to the message that we receive from the Lord. Let us commit ourselves into the hand of God to lead us, to guide us. Let us commit ourselves to serve the Lord, to disciple others, to teach others the ways of God. Let us offer our life and our heart. We are the house of God, and we are filled with the Holy Ghost, and God wants us to offer our lives and heart to go on as a living sacrifice, to go on and serve. Save you, God. We'll go on the highway and bid people to come to you and save you. Oh God, take your word and spread it. Oh God, Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.